hang on to your hats and glasses, mutineers, because this here's the wildest podcast in the wilderness. Yeehaw!
Yes, Mickey Mutineer, welcome Swab, Skellawag, and Sons of Beach to Wibbly Wobbly, Wildly Inaccurate, Yet Did Not on Disney Podcasting, Inappropriate on So Many Level. And this week we apologize for other show with same name that have same name. It is fairly confusing. Also, we played Rotten Tomato Game.
Wait, there's another Mickey Mutineer show that I don't know.
No. It's another Fast Kiss Pod Pass. It's very confusing. We just find out. It's not important. We apologize.
Is anyone else concerned on where Josh is and why Dimitri's here?
He's fine. He's pouring drink. He's not vodka, but he's rum.
Right. Rum
is close to vodka, but made with molasses and sugar. And he's good. It's fine.
I feel like you snuck out of his basement, though. Like, I feel.
I live in basements. I don't know who, but I live.
Wait, what?
To continue, Jordan had topic. Annie has topic. Jake has topic. Josh has roast. He's good roast. He take all day to roast. He's fine. And main topic is music.
Wait, is that like a Comedy Central roast?
No. It's like pot roast. Take about 5 hours.
Colorado pot roast.
No. Not Colorado pot roast. Is illegal.
I don't have any insulting jokes about pot roasts.
It's true.
Google it.
It's good meat. For main topic, I go.
Sure.
Good night.
Wait.
That's their show.
Wait. Is he really gone?
Okay, is anyone else concerned that Dimitri said nut on?
I was more concerned nut on Disney.
That he said libbly lobbly instead of wibbly wobbly.
Hey, guys, we ready?
Hey, Josh.
Are we going to start?
No, that's cool.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah! Boom, swallow, scallywags, and sons of bitches, wibbly wobbly, official, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate on so many levels. And this week, we've been here before.
Dimitri reads the notes better than Josh, though.
No,
hi, guys.
He doesn't need glasses.
I'll tell you now.
To
tell.
At least that Dimitri has his eyesight.
It's true. Which is weird considering.
That's Apple's glasses, right? Good day, everybody.
Oh my gosh, that was so bad.
I got rubber coat coming out my nose.
You got rubber gloves coming out of your nose?
Yeah.
Roman coats.
I heard rubber glove.
It's like telephonal.
Wait, Roman coats?
Holy shit, yeah. You're going to be okay.
Rum and Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but that's like what they put in neti pots, though, right?
Yeah, it really clears the sinuses. Wait, did Annie just say neti cola? Or did I just hear Annie and Jordan at the same time?
Capicola.
Oh.
Jordan says neti pot.
No, I'm a Sagittarius, thanks.
Wow, that was actually pretty fast.
That's what she said.
So this is how things are starting now, huh?
Yeah, I'm about...
Now it's a party.
I'm about 5 drinks in, so, you know.
Into what?
This glass.
2 minutes.
Well, yeah, I got to handle this show somehow.
At this rate, you're going to be blind by the end of the show. She's got a point. And dead air. She's got a point, and we got dead air. That was awesome, guys. Good.
Just doing my job.
Oh, you're the dead air guy now? I didn't assign you that. But hey, good job.
I'm trying really hard not to burp because that's Shayna's job.
Ah, oh, man, it is.
I think, yeah, last week. Man.
But, you know, on the recording, it didn't come out.
I don't know. I heard it pretty well.
Oh.
Well, now we know who doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, maybe it's me.
Ghost burp.
I listen to the show once a week. Kind of.
Every Monday night?
What?
I was there, man. I lived it. You don't even know the horrors that I've seen.
Wait, did you say horrors or whores?
I said horrors.
Pick one.
Oh, no. Now the word doesn't make sense anymore. We've said it too much.
Which one's my ex-wife?
Pick one.
Ah. All right, moving on.
Right.
What?
I made a Pirates of the Caribbean joke. Oh. Just let it go.
No, that's Frozen joke.
That's a
Yeah.
What? It's a what joke?
Frozen.
Frozen.
Let it go.
Just let it go, Annie.
Oh. Whoa, I get it now.
All right, everybody raise your hand if you're drunk.
Oh. That was just following directions. Raise your hand. Yes, I'm good at this game.
I seem drunk.
Can we just raise our hands? That's fun. Everybody wins.
We should do the wave sometime.
If everybody wins, then nobody wins.
And then, you know, the guy off of Incredibles. Fuck, the joke's gone.
Oh, gosh.
If people let me win, then everybody wins.
Are you everybody?
So I won't throw a fit.
Oh, that doesn't make sense at all.
All right, what are we doing here? Who are these people? The listener is screaming.
Who are these people?
Well, these people are Jake.
That's me. Oh.
Wait, I thought Josh was just naming people.
Me too.
No, all of us are Jake.
Okay.
I'm Jake.
On this blessed day.
I'm also Jake.
No, we can't all be Jake.
We are all Jake.
Why not? My name tag says... Oh, fuck, where's my name tag?
Yuck.
But, well, apparently I'm Boba Fett because I have...
Bubble Fett?
Yeah, Bubbles Fett. Yeah, I'm half Powerpuff Girl.
Hey, wait, did your backpack have jets?
Benny and the Jets.
Or airplanes?
Benny!
I pulled into work this morning
to finance my vet.
Wiki. Hair suit right now.
I pulled into work this morning, and being the Jets came on the radio, I just fucking cranked it and listened to the whole song before I went inside and clocked.
Bum, bum.
That's the correct way
That's
to listen.
That's a law in
bum.
Ohio.
Bum, bum.
And if my boss asked me why I was late, I'd say, dude, being the Jets.
I hope you would just look at him for about 2 seconds in sheer silence, just staring a hole in his face, and then go, Benny!
Benny!
And then just walk off.
I would, but I turned to the boss, and it was the mirror, and it was awkward.
Could you do that with the Force? Like, play a song in somebody's head before you kill them? Like, it's a movie.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're trying to make their violent death peaceful.
No, like to further terrorize them.
Well, wait, what song would you use? Not Benny and the Jets.
Because you wouldn't be jamming if someone was like about to kill you.
No, it's gonna be like Henry Rollins something.
Your number is one? One?
Oh, liar. Liar.
One?
Okay, liar one.
You know, when I talk the lyrics like that, suddenly your number is one is not a good song at all. One.
You're at the deli.
Or you just say, remember when I said I'd kill you last? I lied.
I don't know that song.
It's not a song. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger on the Commando.
Schwarzenegger.
1980.
Never saw Commando.
Five.
Wait, is that the one where he shoots people?
And talks in a weird accent? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I never saw that one.
It's good. It's decent. There's a seaplane in it. It's a Grumman Goose. One of probably my second favorite seaplane.
Hold on, guys. If we just let him go, I don't even know where this is going to go. But talk.
What's next?
Your first favorite seaplane.
What? The fuck are you talking about?
It's a seaplane.
Comes after the B-plane.
Oh no, it's D plane.
This is stupid. We need to stop.
I'm not gonna show you the D plane. Not on radio.
Wait, that's like the one place you could though.
Oh. Still not gonna stop fighting anymore.
Oh, okay.
So while we're at, let's talk some Disney.
Boom!
Four fist bumps.
Or at least three more. Boom.
Boom. Yeah. Thanks, Annie.
I demand that every fist bump is like that from now on.
I like how the fist bumps are getting more and more ridiculous.
I like how they change from fist pumps to fist bumps.
Whoa, what was it originally?
It was always unclear, I felt like, to me.
It was always fist pump. This. Ow! Don't fist pump. It's like hell. Fist bumps it is. Call a fist bump muscle.
Like Jersey Shore?
Listen, whenever I... What?
I've been to the Jersey Shore before.
Where you jump?
No.
No, that's a chest bump.
No, that's like...
Did that to Tim once, almost died.
Oh, junk bump?
Yeah.
We're not doing junk bumps.
Well, when you made me the fist pump, or the fist pump guy, I made an executive decision to change it to fist bumps.
Okay.
Good, I like that.
So we'll,
discuss that with the group?
We'll fuck it up next week.
He doesn't need to.
Today, Jake learns what an executive decision is.
I thought I was the fist pump guy. And
I was under the.
You don't want to be that guy.
And as the fist pump guy, I made an executive decision. I'm sticking with it, guys. Fist bumps from now on.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah. You don't tell me what to do.
This is a new era.
So, fisting from now on. Good.
New crew.
It's always been fisting. Wait, no.
That's the title of my memoir.
Title of this episode now.
Well, that piece of hell of what was the hashtag last week?
Hashtag plug Annie.
You say that when I'm right here.
I would have said it.
Looking at you.
I would have said it whenever you were here last week.
That has been the best hashtag.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
we even
oh shit, that was a spell. I heard it.
It was it.
Fuck, now I gotta lick rum off the table.
Get it on camera. Get it on camera.
Hold on. I'm going to push this button here. And
it's going to be viral.
Aw, oh, wait, where'd we go? Oh, he muted viral. Himself.
You won't believe what happens.
Okay, let's narrate. Okay, Josh is walking around.
What happens next on Josh's desk will shock you.
He's going to the microwave. He's coming back. He has a wiener dog.
Oh, God. No, don't put the dog in there.
No!
No.
The dachshund is going to get some drunk. Now he's rubbing the dog between his thighs. This is weird. He has squeegee thighs.
Why is he putting a wig on it? A big Afro wig. why is Josh caressing an Afro wiener dog between his thighs?
Soaked in rum. Okay, he's back.
That was weird, man.
That was hot.
I know.
All right, Josh, how'd that go?
Everyone's different.
Yeah, it was almost gone anyways. It's all right. It's mostly ice water.
Gross.
What did I miss?
Fine. No one.
I will get Dimitri to do the rest of the fucking show.
No, don't do it. We have games to play.
Properly explained. Okay.
So I didn't even look at news this week. Did anyone look at news? You know what? No, screw it.
Dude?
Yeah, well, I looked at news.
I saw the mummy.
Was there nudes?
That's news.
I did not see
No, mummy. But the one lady wears a very form-fitting costume.
Tom Cruise?
Yes, the one lady, Tom Cruise.
He's about 5'2", I can call him that. what's next?
Yeah, where are we
going? Speaking of movies, Annie saw the mummy.
I saw like a bunch of mummies, really.
Yeah, there's always more than one.
That's spoilers.
Whoops. Just bleep that out.
if I could remember, I really would. And everybody would be like, what did Annie say?
It'll go viral.
No, don't go viral. That's
you won't believe.
No, so there is a movie coming out this week. It's called Cars 3.
Never heard of it. What's it about?
It's about...
wait, so we skip straight from 1 to 3?
Yeah. It's so weird how the Cars series did that. How it's the second movie, but it's called Cars 3.
Huh, bizarre.
Yeah, but hey.
Cars 1 and 2 must be prequels.
Whoa, what the hell is Cars 2? It has not been made yet.
We're pretending it never happened.
Good hell, Jordan.
What?
Anyway, wasn't
Planes Cars 2?
We don't talk about Planes either. I was a Pixar thing.
Yeah, who the fuck is Dane Cook anyways?
You know what? I attempted to watch Planes.
Jamie Kennedy. Still boring.
Oh, jeez. It could get Dane Cook.
They should hire sex. Never mind.
No, just leave it at that.
They should hire sex.
I want Seth MacFarlane to be a Cars or Planes character. Like,
that
you
should be doable.
Hold on. What are you reaching your hand in? It's so loud.
Chips or some shit? Yeah, chips.
Sorry.
The green kind.
I'm so hungry.
What's the green one? Sour cream and onion?
No, it's
some chips.
That's all. Spicy Jalapeno Ranch popcorn.
That's a lot happening.
Yeah, that's a busy snack.
Yeah, well, it's
But hey, you're getting your serving of vegetables with the
No, corn.
It's a good
corn
point.
Is not a vegetable.
And
I
potato.
Know I almost said jalapeno, but that's not a vegetable either.
No, yeah, it is, and so is potato.
That's a fruit. Potato's a vegetable.
Potato's a root.
Roots of
everything's
vegetables.
It's like a pineapple.
Don't exist.
Vegetables are bullshit.
No, really, they are.
The only thing there is sweet fruits and savory fruits.
And leaves.
Like pineapple.
And grabs. Grabs. Grabs.
Giraffes.
Giraffes.
Giraffes are vegetables.
Where is my giraffe?
Giraffes are a vegetable.
My giraffe has been painted.
It's an obscure reference for no one who will get it.
Except Shayna.
Oh, okay. There you go.
It would make a good code.
She's not listening.
But we miss her.
Like, what happened to the giraffe? The giraffe has been painted. All right, come in.
And everyone crosses themselves.
And I play with, like, random dolls all day, clearly.
Well, you do have a child, happens.
Is this what you do with the dolls?
With little girls, it doesn't stop.
Sometimes.
My 15-year-old, constantly.
Rob?
Yeah.
No, I just imagine Annie throwing a doll across the room yelling, "Get down, Mr. President!"
Well, now I'm going to.
I'm surprised you haven't yet.
I'm going to get that Snapchat tomorrow.
Well, it took... Speaking of
Don't sound so excited.
Speaking of get down, Mr. President.
I'll show you my hot dog again.
What? I don't want to know. What's next?
We're still on Cars 3. We're playing the Rotten Tomatoes game.
Oh, yeah. 85.
Okay, Josh says 85. And for those of you who don't know what the Rotten Tomatoes game is, we guess the Rotten Tomatoes score. And it's not Price is Right style.
Shit.
Yeah, I ruined that fucking thing.
You also ruined it when you just jumped in and went first.
$1. I am going to say 82.
Jordan says 82, and I'm going to say brown.
Well, I didn't guess yet.
You said $1.
No, that wasn't real.
I'll take a cue.
Fine. If your answer of $1 is real, my answer of brown is also not real.
It's not real. I'm going to say 91.
Whoa. You got a lot of hope for this. I hope you're right, though. I'm going to say 63. And last I checked, there was no score. That's why I'm playing.
Yeah.
Doesn't bode well. Except for when it does.
Well, Cars 2 is like 5.
Well, this is a dark, gritty reboot.
How's it a reboot? It's Cars 3. Oh, hey, there's a score.
Is it 5?
What is it?
Well, so far I'm winning at 67. Wait.
Oh, Jake cheated.
No, wait, no. Oh, yeah, I'm winning. I didn't cheat. I didn't know there was a score. That's why I played.
Cheating.
How many precincts are reporting?
Let me check. Because that. Wait, no, she raises a good question.
Wait a minute. How many voters' cards were deleted?
I don't think that's how Rotten Tomatoes works at all.
Oh, just.
I will call Matt
Russian. How many? Wait, how many dead people rated this at a 1?
Wait. Kafifi?
Okay, so this is so far out of 18 critics. Oh, 7 top critics.
That's how many bottom critics?
See, this is like the results are rolling in.
Yeah, that's what makes the Rotten Tomatoes game exciting.
This could go any way next week, or by this time next week.
Hopefully, next week we will remember to recap this. Night.
Hopefully, it'll have a 40, and they'll stop making these damn movies.
God, hopefully I'll have a 40.
Hey, if I have a 40, be 40. I still
win. They can, like, put in exhaust fumes.
Wait, so I'm in 4D already?
Wait.
Yeah.
What? Josh, are you attempting to kill yourself right now?
No, I'm farting.
Oh. That explains the tube. What? Nothing.
The tube.
Tube coming up around her shoulder.
Oh no, that part. I'm trying to kill myself.
That explains the whole dog thing, I guess.
Probably.
Tying up loose ends.
Yeah, maybe this is an edit point.
Why is this an edit point?
I don't know. Where's Ed?
What?
Where? I don't think you know what edit means, but hey, I guess that was about tomatoes game. Let's move on.
When I edit things, I just throw edit at it. My next door neighbor's name is Ed.
Just what words? And you don't edit these.
Fuck, what do I do?
I don't want your neighbor on this podcast.
Go get him.
He spilled his drink and it like went through his skin into his blood.
It's just absorbing.
My next door neighbor's like almost 90. He
has words.
Oh.
I guess it's probably I'll shut up too. Then.
Just mumble.
Or CO.
We've been recording for 25 minutes already.
Oh, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'll just sit here and continue to get drunk.
Let's move on to our main topics.
Whoa, more than one.
Yay.
It's almost like we have four of them.
Ah, oh, fuck. This can be a long night.
Yeah. Well, no, because mine's going to be short.
Yeah, as always.
Annie's was going to be short, but then something happened. So we're going to start with Jordan.
About.
Because I have no idea what Jordan's going to do.
About that. Wow. No, so my I was actually gonna do some research and bring like legitimate news for a topic, and I don't know if I'm the only one of us that has been watching all of the E3 coverage for the video games this weekend. So I was like, hey, let's see what or video games Disney is coming out with, and I just went to Google E3 Disney games. Disney is not even at E3. Like, at all this weekend.
Well, hold up. There's Battlefront and
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, that one.
Well, Kingdom Hearts is a partnership with Square Enix. And they showed a trailer, but that is, like, the only Disney thing going on. Like, Disney Interactive is not there at all for the game they're developing. Wait, why is
Battlefield... Do they have any games?
Wait, why is Battlefield, like, Disney-related?
I said Battlefront.
Oh, Battlefront. Okay, I just said Battlefield.
It's made by the same people.
Back.
It is. It's made by DICE. Wow. Right, but we saw Battlefront at a celebration a couple months ago. So.
But didn't they claim to have like gameplay footage?
Yeah, there was like 5 or 10 minutes, maybe a bit more of gameplay footage, or maybe I just watched 5 or 10 minutes of the gameplay footage. It looks good. I mean, it's nothing, anything different than what they kind of revealed at Celebration. But I was kind of bummed. I was hoping that Disney Interactive or whatever their video game subsidiary would be there and they would talk about some of the games that they have coming out. Sadly, they're not there. I have a feeling, though, that every year they do a D23.
That's why, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like every year that they have a D23, they're going to save all of the big stuff for the Disney-specific convention. So I would actually not plan on seeing a lot of Star Wars or Marvel at Comic-Con in a few weeks. Well, because of that reason.
Is D23 officially every year?
It's every other year. So the next one will be 2019. Did somebody just fart?
That was a
droid?
Yeah. Listen.
Hold on. How do you fart?
Wait, question. Yeah. Did someone hear the text message or me burp?
Both.
I just heard the beep.
That means my sound is on still. I apologize.
It's all right.
How dare you? I'm offended, sir.
So I guess...
I seppuku.
I guess that since Disney is not at E3 to unveil all of this stuff, my backup question I was going to pose to you guys, if you could turn a Disney franchise or film or animated feature or cartoon or anything under the Disney umbrella, Network 1901, we got to stop doing that.
Josh, no, we don't.
That was going to be my answer. Fuck.
Like,
now what do I do?
If you could take anything Disney and make it into a video game, what would it be?
It would be a Super Nintendo game.
You know,
Carousel Progress.
How? Why?
Haunted Mansion would be fucking awesome as a like Castlevania style game.
Wait. Oh no! I was gonna say that.
That's Castlevania style game.
No. I'm talking like the original Castlevania, yeah. The 8-bit one.
Oh, like a side scroller.
You just meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
You just said meow. Are you saying meow?
Meow.
When you said Haunted Mansion game, I had a flashback. It was like, wait, there was a Haunted Mansion game, but
no, I mean like
Haunted Mansion level of that Disneyland game, which I remember being really fun. But now I feel like if we went back and played it, it would be just horrible.
No, I'm talking like Castlevania, but Haunted Mansion.
Oh, like Castlevania.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a horrible idea, Josh.
You know, it's best it fucking has, so fuck you, Jake.
I'm just saying, if you're going to throw out ideas, at least try to make them some good ones.
All right, fine. Jake, what's your idea?
On the carpet.
Get this. Haunted Mansion. In the style of Diddy Kong Racing.
Mine was a horrible idea.
Everybody drives a Doom buggy.
Watch out for hitchhikers.
No!
All right, Annie, what kind of video game do you want to turn Haunted Mansion into? Because I'm sensing a theme.
Like Grand Theft Auto.
A turn-based story game where you're getting ready for a dance.
If you lose, you get your head cut off.
If you lose, you have to go with, like, a really like ugly guy.
I don't know.
Or you know, you don't go with anyone at all because everyone's mad at you.
I'm already married.
I like your Carousel of Progress video game idea.
They're really fun games, like the Demi Lovato game, something like that, only for Haunted Mansion.
Question,
Josh,
the what game?
Demi Lovato.
Question,
former Disney Channel star.
Question,
Josh.
Who's that?
She just answered that.
Former Disney Channel star.
Question.
Thanks for playing the tape back.
Which one's that?
She sings Cool for the Summer.
Statement.
Yes, Josh.
I'd never heard that song.
Oh, you should listen to your local top 40 station. It's a lot of good stuff. Like Demi Lovato.
Question.
Jake. Wait, no, Josh.
What channel's that here in Denver?
Three?
Oh. I wasn't expecting an answer.
Quick, go to channel 3!
Just Google KISS.
In Utah, that's a country station.
No, it's not. That's Coney. 2012.
Just be KISS.
I'm not lying. It really is Coney.
I was like, wait a second.
But in Salt Lake, that was Kiss Country. 102.1.
Isn't like every radio station here country?
Every other. The rest of them are. Shit.
He's not wrong.
Nah.
What are we doing? Modern hits of
2008. Speaking of country music, I saw Metallica live last week.
Okay, hold on. No, we have a lot to get through, and that's not part of it. Jordan, are you done? He's still going. That sounded rude.
Are they country?
What?
No, darling.
What country song would you turn the Haunted Mansion into?
Toby Keith.
No, I'm done. All right, no, we're done here.
My dune buggy broke down.
No, no, my hip-shaking headless.
Ghosts in America.
My hip-shaking headless.
What?
God damn it.
We're the ghosts in America. Whoa!
That's rockabilly. Rockabilly is almost country, right?
What if they turned all the ghosts into like little like dancing performer people that sang a medley of popular music?
I just heard metal.
With ghosts replacing a word in it or equivalent.
So like the Haunted Mansion version of the Country Bears?
But much worse.
That sounds like an awful idea.
I know. I like it.
Ghosts
they
on the saddle.
April Fool's overlay every year.
That'd be awesome. But it starts in like January.
Write that down for next year's episode.
So
April Fool's overlay idea.
So just like the ghost singing. Yo ho, ghost life for me.
Is that a kind of popular song, Josh?
Yeah.
I listen to it every day.
It's currently before popular in my playlist.
Every day.
Benny
in your playhouse?
Benny! Benny
and the ghost! Josh said, bend me.
Benny and the ghost. Isn't that what the song is?
It could be. There's a subtext.
Yeah, all right. Well, my topic's over.
Goodbye, you ghost.
What?
It's Elton John. Ghost song.
That wasn't the melody of Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road at all.
This is ghost. Maybe quite creepy, but I am a ghost.
Hold closer, tiny ghosts.
I'm gonna be.
You didn't go with Hold Me, Ghoster.
A ghost by then.
This is such a good idea.
This is the worst idea ever.
That makes it so good.
That's such a good idea.
What? Anyway, who wants to go next? Potluck was a bad idea. I want Josh to go last.
So is my wife.
All right, Andy, me or you? Rochambeau.
I don't care. Mine can be tailored time-wise, so I should go.
Okay, I'll go. So mine was, which Disney movies could you turn into porn movies and not have to change their time? Josh.
Oh, Black Hole.
I was thinking Charlie the Lonesome Cougar.
Oh, yeah.
Hercules.
That's my joke. You stole my story.
Oh. The Hunch Dick of Notre Dame.
That changes the title.
No, that's it.
You can't change it.
No, it's fine.
That's not the title of the movie at all,
wait,
Jordan.
Wait, what movie have I been watching?
Oh. Return to Witch Mountain.
Yeah. Tangled.
Frozen?
Alice in Wonderland?
That actually was a porn movie.
Yeah.
Ooh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Who Framed Roger?
Wreck-It Ralph!
P. Pete's dragon.
Pete's angry dragon. Oh, Annie, I've seen you on Gone Wild.
Toy Story?
Toy Story is a good one. What's that sound?
I'm distracted by the child sound. While
I got
a kid. Oh, that's your child?
No, it's mine.
Oh, I don't know. It's not mine. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Gross.
Pinocchio. Just lied to me.
Are we just going to name all the movies?
In order.
I bet we could do it.
Fantasia. I can't wait till we get to the Three Caballeros.
Saludos, amigos.
They have snappy serapis.
Tron.
Rescuers. Possessed. Down Under. Oh, hey, The Force Awakens.
Not bad.
I got the not bad nod.
Thor.
Oh, man. I can't even remember movies now. Shit.
That's not one.
No. No, it's not. Ooh, The Parent Trap.
I just thought of that one and decided not to say it. I didn't think it was that funny.
Wow. Good job. I thought it was funny enough.
Anyway.
Glad it didn't.
No.
See you top it then.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Herbie Gone Wild. No, Herbie Goes Bananas.
It's a good one.
Shit. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is not a movie.
Oh, shit.
Is he cool?
Comma, Mary Poppins.
No, all right.
That's the sequel, right? That they're making?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I feel like that's the sound of Jordan's beard. This is an exhilarating pod. Maybe this part's done. Hey, maybe we can make the THX sound.
And I think Josh muted himself. I have no idea what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I really wish the title of the episode could be THX sound.
That went so much better than I was planning.
And then after we kill Tim with the lightsaber, we could do it again.
That could be our new sign off. Or just add it in. Oh, you know what? F it. Let's just replace the Star Wars thing with that.
That was really funny.
Okay. Annie, catch your breath because you're up next.
Okay. Are we ready for some listener questions?
No! Wait, no, yes.
Wait.
It's not very nice.
I have listeners.
I wasn't ready. Now I am, though.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. That was weird. All right. So, Dan. I don't know. It sounded like Jordan was going to ask a question. Then it's like, let's go.
I don't want to know what Jordan's looking at. Oh, there he is. Never mind.
Anyway, Dan asks of Annie and Danny's Fast Pass podcast.
Hey, I'm bleeping that out.
Hashtag plug Annie.
And Dan.
And Danny, equally. Okay, he asks, if Donald and Daisy had a kid, would Daisy poop out an egg, or would she birth a baby duck? They're anthropomorphic, is why I ask. I thought that question was most humorous.
No, they're marsupials, so they would go into the pouch first.
What?
I think there's an obvious answer with cartoon characters, isn't it typically the stork?
But does the stork lay an egg?
The stork brings. I don't know what the stork does.
It anything?
I'm not God.
What does the stork bring? An egg or a baby duck?
Wait.
Duck.
Wait, hold up. I am the Jewish God.
Of war.
Okay.
Yahweh?
Yeah. Yahweh. No, Joshua.
.com.
Send me on my way. On my way.
Yeshua.
Send me on my way.
Let's spell with a J this time. So.
So tell us what happens.
With the stork. I was going to say birds don't poop eggs. That's just not how it works.
Kind of.
That come out of the same hole. All right. Someone needs it. Jordan, you're the bird anatomy guy.
All right, guys. I'm on this. Hold on.
I feel like he has a coffee table.
Go to the library.
He's going to be an accidental ornithologist.
Ornithologist?
Dude.
No, ornithologist sounds way funnier. Dude.
Eggs.
Oncologist. I think there's something dirty in first.
It's very topical, actually. It's what we're trying to figure out.
Wait, topical as on topic or topical as you play the skin?
A cream.
Yeah. Rubs
the lotion on the skin.
The topical cream on the Buffalo affected Bill. Area.
Buffalo Bill is just concerned with hydration of the skin.
Ducks do in fact poop eggs because it all comes out of one hole.
Yeah.
Gross. I don't know why that's
so.
Gross,
I have
eat that shit.
Do chickens eat? Do chickens poop eggs?
I'll find out.
So if we're eggs, are we eating shit?
Wash your eggs before you eat the shells.
Don't eat the shells, dumbass.
No, you fry them up. It gives a nice little crisp.
I wash them. I scrub them really well. I break like 10 out of 12.
And then throw the rest away.
Worth it.
The answer to your question is yes. Chickens poop eggs.
Hold on, is anyone else imagining Annie just scrubbing eggs? God damn it. Next one.
I use the potato scrubber.
No, that's the peeler. You're peeling eggs. That's why I keep breaking.
Well, how else do you get the shell off?
No, she's got a point.
I'm going to buy you a drill for Christmas.
Oh, gross.
Well, how do you open eggs,
that makes
Jake?
So much more sense.
Or sometimes I get bored and use my Sawzall.
Sometimes I just get a
what
board.
If I just put like a nail on a board, yeah.
Sometimes I use my ripsaw, but that's fucking messy.
I don't know what a ripsaw is. I thought that was a Nerf gun.
I've got some poppets.
Just throw poppets in the eggs. Oh, that one didn't go off.
So, I don't know. Our anthropomorphic animal, it's got to be the stork.
Yeah,
it's the stork.
Can we say that?
Wait, are we still on?
Okay.
Are we still on the first question and its subsequent questions?
Yeah, it's fine. From here on out, we got 3 hours left of the show.
Oh,
so Wall had a question. Is he going to ask it himself, or am I just reading it?
Yeah. Let me call him.
You have to read it in Wall's voice.
Jordan's right.
That's better.
Because Wall doesn't remember what it was, because he just slipped me a note, said he didn't remember what it was.
That's a weird way to have gone with that. All right. How do you know?
Isn't that Wall's voice?
I don't want to do Wall's voice.
I feel her pain.
Well, Wall doesn't
How
feel
do
it.
You know?
Okay. Okay, go back to Annie's voice.
How do you know that your experience of consciousness is the same as other people's experience of consciousness?
Oh, fuck off, Wall.
Well, because we're all in Tyson's head, so that's like the anchor by which...
That's a total existential question.
What?
attach ourselves.
You know, how kind of Tyson. Show do you think this is, Wall?
Hold on. Jordan's raging over the question and Annie's trying to answer it. Josh can't say words, but I'm just keeping quiet.
Oh,
I don't know what's going
good
on.
Good recap. Very good.
Thanks. That's why I'm here. Wait till the end of the episode when I recap the entire thing. It's going to be awesome.
You just can't buy a recap on Amazon, am I right?
No. But if you did, where would you go?
I click on the Amazon link at MickeyMutineers.com.
Wait, there's an Amazon link in?
Damn it, Josh.
You bet.
4 score and 7 Prime memberships ago.
Abraham Amazon Lincoln.
It's getting worse.
Lincoln said. You're in Gettysburg.
He just stood up there. Guys, it's getting worse.
Said the same thing at the theater. He jumped out of the balcony.
Just went to the theater to clear his head, Josh.
Damn it, Jake.
What's the next question?
Are we ready for a Safari Mike question? What's the best ride?
Is it my turn?
No.
What?
Oh. No, it was like 19 what's more questions.
Best... Oh, fuck, it's so dirty.
What's the best ride in Disneyland to ride completely stoned?
I do not know.
Alice in Wonderland.
No, I know the right answer to this.
Oh, Annie!
I have not done it, but the right answer is storybook canal boats or whatever. That would be so cool. You'd just be staring. It's slow moving. It's not too overwhelming. You don't want to freak yourself the fuck out on Alice in Wonderland.
She's got a point.
Valid point.
And the little sets would be like, well, it's so cool. Could you imagine if you're small enough to be walking around in there?
You know, Tim used to freak the fuck out on storybook land boats.
You just run and trample all the little sets.
When we went through the whale's mouth.
Demon rain! Just start smashing the tiny villages.
Anyways.
What? I like the part of not, of describing storybook land as not, shit, I forgot the word already.
Not overwhelming.
That's the one. Know. Yeah. Not, like, that should be in the official ride description. Mm-hmm. A not overwhelming boat ride.
Should I go through these quick or do we want to like save them? What's the.
No, let's go through them.
How many more do we have?
You guys have no idea.
5,000 Johnny Bravo levels.
Wait, Johnny Bravo's back?
No, he got replaced.
He got reincarnated. Yeah. All right, worst meal you ever had at a Disney park?
A churro at Hollywood Studios.
The turkey leg.
Jordan, no.
Wait, you ate Jordan?
No. No. Oh. No.
No. He said no.
Is the St. Angelo Inn?
It's the St. Angel Inn?
In hell.
Yeah, it was like expensive, but it was a mediocre Mexican restaurant.
Wait, all right, no, I take my answer back. Even though
but
I didn't like
Perpetual Twilight.
Even though I didn't like the turkey leg I had, I would say the lunch I had at Be Our Guest was the worst.
Be? Did you wait? Did you show the gray stuff?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I feel like mine was freaking like the delivery pizza is always the worst meal.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's like cardboard pizza. It's like Totino's except fucking huge.
Delivery pizza.
I'm always like,
huge.
I feel like I doubt my memory, and I'm like, it couldn't be that bad. It's pizza. I want to get a pizza delivered to Disney, and then I'm always like,
then you get Totino's. Microwave pizza.
The Totino's that you paid $24 for.
Pizza rolls would be way better.
No.
Make them in the coffee maker. Budget board style.
Wait. Can you do that?
Probably. Could you like boil, like steam them up in the thing?
Ooh, steamed pizza rolls.
So one of the pizza pot stickers at that point? Pizza pot stickers?
All you have to do, if you just heat it up enough, it'll be fine.
Josh, you're saying pizza pot stickers, like that's a horrible idea, but that's one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
I tried to bake them once with the rice sheets.
You should have used a coffee maker.
If you boil them, would they explode?
Fucking horrid. It's like, I don't want to talk about it. I seppuku again.
Next question.
Explain to the maid, like, I need a new coffee maker.
This one's full of
but
sauce.
It doesn't work now. There's cheese in it. He said, Safari Mike, I think, best attraction for some making some whoopee. He's channeling Bob Eubanks.
Who?
For making some whoopee.
The host of the Newlywed Game.
First attraction?
Astro Orbiter.
I got your reference, Michael.
The phone.
Anyway, best attraction for doing it.
The Mickey's phone wheel.
Wait, you're in there with like other people.
Wait,
Josh, you got a point.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Okay, my bad. Little Mermaid Undersea Adventure.
Boneyard.
It's where the kids play.
And like up on the bridge.
In full view of everybody.
Like,
all right.
Hanging off some canvas shit.
Is it Kansas or Kansas?
Canvas.
I don't know what you just said. Whatever. Let's go with it.
Did everyone answer that?
Yeah, I think we did. I don't remember what I said.
Assuming you've robbed a bank.
No, we're not done.
Where would you hide your loot?
Is this Disney specific or just anywhere?
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't say.
I have my hand up.
You're right, you do.
Did someone steal something? Is this like is he working with the FBI?
I have an answer.
Wait, what if Safari Mike robbed a bank and needs to hide some money?
Well, I have the answer.
But what if...
He's writing a mystery novel. Go.
I have the answer.
Jordan, what do you think?
I have the answer.
Yeah, I want to know what Jordan thinks.
Well, you know what? Fuck you guys. It's your greatest.
I would actually hide it in a different bank.
You would hide it in the bank.
In a different bank.
Like in an account?
No, I take my answer back. I would hide it in Scrooge McDuck's money bin.
That's not a real place. Josh, was that really your answer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Money bin.
Me money. Oh wait, no, that's Mr. Krabs.
they're technically the same guy.
Except for, you know, the success rate.
So what?
Success.
Oh, word.
Words are hard.
Can hide it in, like, the Wonders of Life pavilion.
Hey, nobody will go there and find it.
It's the top attraction there. Or so I hear.
In Wonders of Life.
Oh, shit, I hit mine on the Inferno Barge! Like the end of Ocean's 11.
Everybody just start waiting in there. It's money!
Well, it's only 3 feet deep full of alligators.
Wait. Back up. It's only 3 feet deep?
Four?
Oh.
Chest deep. No. Chest deep.
What if you're like 6 foot nine?
All
you
water,
can jump in there, Jake. They
no matter
care.
How tall you all are, all water in Florida is chest deep.
What about the ocean?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Until you get so far away from Florida.
Yeah, you gotta be 12 miles out and then you're fucked.
I've been in international waters. Treading.
As soon as you hit 12 miles, it's like chin deep. Tippy toes, maybe tread a little bit of water. 12.1 and you're dead.
I'm not sure I understand the joke or if there even is one.
Oh, no.
That's the Bermuda Triangle if you go out that far.
No. Florida's most...
That's where the aliens...
Florida, Bermuda Triangle goes from Bermuda to Dry Tortugas to Puerto Rico, back to Bermuda. Florida's in the Bermuda Triangle. You're fucked.
I honestly thought Josh was going to
put Bermuda Triangle.
Five sides on that triangle.
No, there's only three on that fucking triangle.
But is it an isosceles triangle?
Acute.
What if it's a three-dimensional triangle? Not a cone.
That's a pyramid.
That would explain the loss of aircraft. It would go up into the sky.
What guy?
This guy.
Next question.
Oh.
I don't remember that one.
I got locked out. If you started a Disney gang, what would the name be?
Mickey Mutineers.
New crew. New.
We need gang signs.
Crew.
It's derp.
How do I bend my fingers to spell mutineers?
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open it up.
Fuck you people.
There's the people.
People.
Hey, no, Josh, I don't think that's how it goes at all.
Oh.
My bad. Wasn't there like a dirty one? Like about a diaper?
That was the one.
Found them all.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like open the diaper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. Okay, so Mickey Mutineers is our gang. Really fun answer, you guys. What is
answer.
Your smelliest experience in a Disney park? I have to assume it involves Josh's beard.
Well, mine involves Josh's beard. Hey.
Whoa. Who the fuck said that? My beard is...
Safari Michael.
No, Mike, you know my beard's clean.
Safari Miguel.
Sorry, Michael.
Don't be jelly.
I call him that all the time.
I want Safari Miguel to be a thing, and then I was going to do a really racist accent, but then I decided against it.
Smart move.
Probably,
we
yeah.
Make like a Disney podcaster reality show, like Big Brother style.
Are we all like in a house together?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So, us five.
But you're not allowed
Safari
to say.
Mike, Dave.
Wait, now, Josh, when you say us five,
uh-huh.
Are you including Shayna or are you,
yeah.
Do you have double vision?
Yeah. No, you got fucking Scooby-Doo next to you. Yes, I'm including.
This whole time. What was the question? Oh, the smelliest experience.
Beard.
I don't know.
Fucking Pirates of the Magic Kingdom.
Or sometimes the bath water is very sulfury.
Wait, what was the...
I can't think of anything particularly
the
smelly.
Smelliest? It used to be the Mouse Gear store, but it is no longer the Mouse Gear store because the worst smelling building on Disney property is Club Cool because it smells like a giant Coke fart.
You know, Club Cool was freaking awesome. It was Ice Station Cool.
Cool.
You know what? F Ice Station Cool. F it right in the dirty behind.
Just because you got hit by a random snowball in the back of your fucking head.
Every time.
That you went with me. Oh.
F Ice Station Cool.
I see your point, but I thought it was fine.
Snowballs. Those were giant ice cubes. Just throwing ice blocks at the back of my head.
Well, do you have any cuts or contusions?
I have a scar.
From me throwing ice blocks at your head.
Hey, what's the next question?
Like a scar from Lion King?
Oh. Hey, did you know Aunt Jordan Gasly was Latino?
Michael, you asshole. I told you
that. Miguel.
I told you that in common.
Wait, like proudly or confidently?
So, I don't know if any of you guys, well, Josh, probably not, because I know you're not on Twitter. There's like this in joke going on between me and Mike that I am Latino and that I have a Latino alter ego named L. Jordan.
Because that's Latino.
And one day, and it was because one day I was tagged in a random Facebook post by our I was tagged in a random Facebook post by a mutual friend.
Offended being called it.
Tagged
hear
in a
them.
Face or a not a Facebook post, a Twitter post by a mutual friend that Mike and I have named Dave. Dave's a super nice guy. I met him.
Dave McBride.
No, not Dave. No, not Dave McBride. Dave Tupper. He lives in Hawaii.
Navarro.
Yeah, Dave Navarro.
I've seen that guy on Twitter.
So anyway, Dave said, "I don't know." He was responding to a random tweet that said, "I don't know. Ask my buddy Jordan. He's Latino." And then I went. Wait, what? And then Mike jumped in. And it started this whole thread of back and forths, and I created this alter ego named L. Jordan, where I wear a comically large sombrero, a poncho, and I walk everywhere with a rose in my mouth.
Sounds like you need to be on another podcast.
Let me see if I can find a picture. So, yeah,
hold on,
Mike.
A picture?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
Miguel.
Yeah.
All right, well, he looks for that. Let's go to the next question.
L. Jordan.
Which mutineer is better in bed?
Like at sleeping?
At sleeping, I assume.
Fuck, I'm trying to stay awake.
Josh
I get
wins.
Around like 79% sleep quality, according to my sleep app. What do you guys get?
According to my sleep apnea, zero.
Yeah, I'm... I suck at sleep, apparently.
Oh, Darth Vader just had sleep apnea.
Is that what it was?
That's why he was so cranky. He was just tired.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
You don't know what kind of effect that can have on you.
It's true. That will really drag you down and make you slaughter an entire galaxy of people.
Let's see. You're remaking the Shawshank Redemption, but the famous tree scene where Red finds the note happens at Disneyland. What do you use?
Hold on. First of all, the famous tree scene is not famous at all.
It's when he, right. Yeah, everybody's with the tunnel, right? When he, like, his hand comes out and he, like, pulls himself out.
Oh, that's... Not where he finds the note. I thought he found the note by a tree at the end of the brick wall.
I haven't seen the movie. The only thing I've ever
seen
is the dude coming out of the mud.
You know what? I think the note would say.
You want room to talk about blind spots.
The note would say.
That's why I stopped that.
What about a churro?
Wait.
What?
What did you just say, Annie?
Oh, I said, what about a churro? Josh was saying something.
Josh is trying to end the show. I don't know why. No.
With the churro.
Everybody has the ability to end the show, except for the guy that starts the show. So, Josh, just hang tight. And we're going to...
Is that Josh's segment?
You started the goddamn show like 4 years ago.
I mean, every... Wait, who start... Who you... Have... Did I used to start the show?
Alright.
Why are we talking about this? This doesn't even matter.
I don't know. I'm throwing wild accusations.
I don't know. Oh. Let's just leave random notes around Disneyland to make Mike happy.
Wait, it's time to start the show?
Yeah! Yeah! Your kids are awake now.
You've been on a bender for like a week.
Oh, wow. There's a picture.
Fight my shiny metal ass.
Hell, Jordan.
Oh, wrong bender.
That's a skeleton.
Well,
change the picture so fast.
Here, let me help everybody out. Your video.
All right, Jordan, the stage is yours. It just says Dan.
That's the rose. Well, that's the second half of my name.
It's true, it is.
Oh.
Annie, how many questions are left?
Oh, I don't know. I was skipping around.
Oh, I was going to say lightning round. I'm just yes or no answers.
We should just save the rest for another time.
No. Okay. I mean, yes.
Did Mike say that?
Okay.
Now, hold on. If you're saying you're going to save him. What?
That was not enthusiastic consent from Jordan, so I'm uncomfortable asking any more questions.
I don't even remember what Jordan said. It was 4 seconds.
He seemed unsure.
That's just Jordan.
He said yes. He said no.
He's shrugging right now and kind of doing this thing.
Yeah, I think I say a lot of things sometimes.
It keeps going to the weird, like, throne picture for me.
What's the throne picture?
It's like a red guy on a throne. Jordan's picture.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
It's Jordan on a throne?
Yep.
Question mark?
Nope.
The throne guy.
Yeah. It's the throne Jordan.
Give him that job. All right. Are we stopping or what? I don't know what's going on anymore.
Wait, didn't Josh have a thing?
Yeah, it's late.
Okay.
We can save Josh's thing. And the rest of the questions if we want.
Save Josh's thing.
Save Josh's thing.
Oh, can we start a GoFundMe account?
No, but we can start a hashtag.
Yeah. All right. So
save Josh's
fuck.
Listen, everybody. If if you've made it this far. What? If you've made it
just laughing maniacally.
If you've made it,
just being a joker.
If you made it this far, and why have you done this to yourself?
They're asking themselves the same thing.
You need to send a hashtag to @. Hold on, what's Josh's Twitter?
No, we've tried this before. Josh's is impossible.
No, hold on.
It's way too many letters.
So I feel like I had it recently. It's
@Kilo.
It's Trump fan 09.
Trump
fan 69.
No, it's
@9XXX. It's @Hilo _mech_ and the number 1. So @HELO_MECH_1 and
.com.
No.
Yeah.
And you need to send Josh the hashtag, what did we say it was? Hashtag Josh's thing.
Save Josh's thing.
Hashtag save Josh's thing.
We will all chain ourselves to it.
Wait, I don't think.
wait.
Please don't.
I don't think you can have an apostrophe. So just make Josh's plural. So save Josh's thing.
Like with an
ES? It's gonna look real weird.
How many Josh's are there?
Just SS.
I don't know. How many of them need saving?
As many S's as you want to put in. I mean, be creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it doesn't even matter at all, does it?
Think outside the bun.
Don't.
Or no S's.
Just save Joe thing.
Thing.
Asses. Bun.
Actually, just use all different letters.
Hashtag. Just mash your keyboard.
Any letters.
Preferably Q.
A Q. A
like a K.
I'll take another Q. I'll take a third Q. And the bat symbol.
I mean, isn't that a
like a really dry Sesame Street sketch? Alphabet store.
I'll take the letter. Fuck you.
Well, I guess that was our show then.
No, we didn't say anything yet.
Well, we said a lot of things.
Anything yet.
Alright, so we're ending. Okay, hey, you've been listening to Meek Mutineers. Hey, I said it.
That's unfortunate. If you're listening to Meek Mutineers, I'd make it like Bow River in your yard and drown yourself.
He's mumbling again.
Bone River?
Bone River.
A fun river?
Molten River?
A river rapid.
A river
burgers. You know what?
A river rebel ride.
That's what I meant. Guys, I've been up for like 5 days.
Oh, I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Jordan. That's Annie, as always.
Yeah! Fuck you.
Oh.